Hallelujah. I know this, saith the Lord. At your lowest point, I am with you. In your darkest despair, I was there. When you felt so all alone, it was my arm that was round you. When you felt lost and without hope, it was my voice that whispered to you, "Know this, saith the Lord." When you have felt empty-handed, when you have felt there's nowhere else to turn, when you've thought there was nowhere else to go, lo, I am with you. And lo, in that moment, I heard your cry. Wow. And knowing that moment, I saw your distress, felt your pain, and know this, I endured that pain for you. And today, the Lord would say to you who would have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say, I am about to lead you, and the Lord has spoken this three times to me this morning. I am about to lead some of you behind the most stillest of waters to calm your doubts and to calm your fears. I, the Lord your God, hear me now, would say this. I am about to restore your soul. I am about to replenish that which was lost and bring back with a double portion and the more. And so for those today whose hearts would be open, whose hands would be wide to receive, I, the Lord your God, shall indeed pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And today you will know truly that you are loved. But more importantly, you will know that I am God and I am sovereign, and I shall not fail you, and I shall not let you down. So come to me, hallelujah. Those amongst us who are heavy laden, and I will not give you rest. Hear this, saith the Lord. I will rest you. I will rest you. I will lift the burden, the weight, the turmoil, the stress, the anxiety, the fear. I will take it, and I will rest you. I will restore your soul today, saith the Lord. Those who come to me and give themselves to me with a full heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Woo, glory. I think you know by now what my favorite Christmas carol is. And as much as I love it, it's not Silent Night, no. There was a clue we just sang. You know, the Bible absolutely is stacked with things about joy. Is that right, Stephen? Just make sure you're listening. So we'll try it on three to see if we can all say that wee three-lettered word, J-O-Y. It spells joy, just in case there. After three, one, two, three. One, two, three. Okay. You know that song is actually over 300 years old? Yeah. It is. It is. I'm glad it's Christmas and I battled you by now. But I never, whoever tires of that song, I never tire of it. And in reality, just to keep myself right here, that song's even older than that. It is. Who knows who wrote Joy to the World? Oh, come on. It's called, a guy called Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts. But that song's actually inspired by the Psalms. Did you know that? Listen to this. Psalm 96. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the field sing with joy. Let all the trees of the field sing with
joy.
Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 98. Shout, shout for joy to the Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth. Then it says, burst into jubilant song with music. We've done that this morning. Fantastic. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing. We need to get a harp in here, Peter. I can see it. I can see it. Oh, look at that as well. The harp with sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. We need trumpets and the ram's horn. We need it in. Then it says, shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Who amongst us lives in the world? But we're not of the world. It's a difference. Then it says, this is a good one. Let the rivers clap their hands. The kids get this more than you get it. Telling you. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Now, I love the words of this Christmas carol. Let earth receive her king. Come on now. Then it says, let every heart prepare him room. Let every heart prepare room for the king. I pray. You know, we here today, my wife, myself, and Pastor Debbie and Gordon and our leadership, we are praying desperately that every single heart will prepare room for him with gladness. Every heart. Receive the King of Christmas, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Have you received him? Now, since the end of November, we have looked at the beginning of the Gospels of Matthew and Luke to be reminded of what happened in the conception, the birth, the early days of Jesus' life. Early events that in reality, from conception to the visit of the Magi took possibly even a year, 2 years. But we choose to celebrate this as a season and as a day called Christmas Day. Now you realize there's only one verse in the Gospels that describe the actual details of the birth of Jesus himself. Now I've read it a few times this year to hopefully that will sink in. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. It says, and she being Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And today, hallelujah, is our nativity service. Thank God it is. Now, nativity, for those who don't know, nativity is an English word that's come from the Latin verb nasi, which means actually to be born. Nativity is now recognized as meaning the play, or a model or picture depicting the story of Jesus' birth. And yet again, our beautiful Kids Connection leaders and all of the children have had to be incredibly creative with the nativity for us today. Another year of overcoming obstacles to allow you and I able to celebrate this beautiful, beautiful tradition together. But while the birth of Jesus, hear this today, while the birth of Jesus is incredibly important because it fulfills prophecy, listen, because it explains how Jesus is sovereign, sinless, and substitute. Hear this. Are you aware the Bible never ever tells us at any point to remember his birth? Who's surprised by that? Never. We are told throughout the New Testament to remember his death. Like in passages 1 Corinthians 11 verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Having said all of that, the birth of Jesus is absolutely essential, massively essential. Without the incarnation, there'd be no crucifixion, no resurrection, no ascension, and no second coming, which we're hanging on for. And without Christmas, there'd be no forgiveness and no way to go to heaven when we leave this world. We would be stuck in our sins with no hope of change or to change. So why do Matthew and Luke spend so much time giving the details of what happened before and after the birth of Jesus? Why do these gospel writers include so many different cultures, ages, and backgrounds? Remember this quote I shared a few weeks ago from John Trapp. It says, God, to show that he respected not persons, revealed this grand mystery to the shepherds and wise men, the one poor, the other rich, the one learned, the other unlearned, the one Jews, the other Gentiles, the one near, the other afar off. So here's why the reality of the birth of Christ is essential. God puts all these individuals in the narrative to show that he is concerned about our response to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know this? I'm going to fit. Are we ready? I'm just filling the gap in here. That's what I'm doing. Do you know? Listen to this. There's another verse to Joy to the World that is never sang. Never sung. There's a fourth verse. Listen to these words. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found. It's a strange, strange verse. And it's actually based on Genesis chapter 3, verses 17, 18. In fact, many would say this isn't a Christmas song at all. Not at all. It's about really, listen to this, it's really about the return of Christ rather than his incarnation. But whatever way you interpret it, there is joy to be found in knowing Jesus, whatever way it pans out. Today, kids are coming. Today, leave sin, leave sorrow behind. Experience the wonders of his love this Christmas. And we again pray and hope that every heart here will prepare him room and receive the true King, the real King of Christmas.